Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the Bryce Podcast, episode 20. Now, it took me so long to get to episode 20, and mainly because, you know, I was kind of inactive for most of my time, which is my fault, so I don't know how in the hell it took us that long, but, you know, we're back and running for the 20th, and it took us, what, 6 years. Today, we're going to reflect on summer 24. You know, fall is only, what, 4 days away. Today's Wednesday. At the time I'm recording this, the 18th. So, I'm going to talk about, you know, my summer, and we're going to reflect on some cool stuff that went down, and just stuff in general, aside from me, but, you know, just things in general that went down. Including events, you know, the Olympics, for example, and different things that went on. So we're going to talk about that. So if you enjoy this, you know what to do. So you can rate this on your podcast provider, iTunes, whatever. Using Spotify, they now have a comment system, so you can now add a comment on podcasts to see. So if you're using that, they just put that up there. So without further ado, let's start the episode. So I hope you guys are having a good time, and I hope your summer has been great for you. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about reflecting on summer of 2024. So me, I've done a little bit of biking. You know, I got a two-seater bike, so that's dope. I got had a lot of pull days, of course, and had a lot of times out, and now the big thing here, I want to start after around Memorial Day weekend. So I got my little RCA digital recorder that I've had for several years. I didn't really like it, but I was at grandma's and I was there, and I found some, you know, recordings because I took it home. I tried as many USB cords, I couldn't find it, so I took it home and managed to grab the recordings. The thing is, these recordings, they were in VOC format, so I had to convert all these to MP3 and all that. Now, the one I had was an RCA DVR, which, for accessibility, not really the best thing with recorders, really. Confused how to use it. I didn't really use it that much. I had recordings as far as 2013 and that's it, and then 2015, between those years, and nothing really 2014, really. I didn't really, because again, I didn't use that thing as much, but I used it enough to get some pretty good recordings from it, and use the ones I want and convert those to what, MP3, or, you know, whatever I want to do. As I said before, I did some biking. I'd ride over to the Three Creeks Park, which is next to me. I ride to, just ride different places close by, and, really nice. A lot of great swim days, and using the GoPros and putting it on YouTube and anywhere else. Got quite a bit of fireworks. I went to Phantom Fireworks. I got some stuff at Phantom. They had the Juneteenth sale, so on somewhere around the 19th, I went in Willing Grove City and grabbed stuff like Rolling Thunder, the Roman Candles, bottle rockets of some kind. Not the best rockets that I've known in the past, but they're at least something. Which makes sense, you're in the city, so what are you going to get? Most of the stuff in the city, well, in Columbus, are shit, which makes sense because most of that is, you know how the city is when it comes to stuff like that. But, I got that, and of course my real dad grabbed me back some stuff from Prism. So we had cool stuff like that at Prism, a cool 4th of July party. It was dope. But I gotta tell you, the 4th of July was very rainy. The 4th of July week to the leading up to the weekend was very rainy. You know, I was going to go to our local rec center, the Groveport Rec Center, for the fireworks show on the 3rd, and, you know, as soon as I get there, I swear, 2 minutes later, it starts raining. So, not only was it raining, But you know, it started raining, and then, and so I was like, I don't know if I want to stay here wait that long. I mean, if I was like, let's say downtown, and I reserved my own spot for Boom, like Red, White, and Boom downtown, sure, maybe, you know, I've been there waiting for a while. I've been there for quite a long time. Yeah, what the hell? Why not? But we're talking, you know, Groveport, which there's some decent shows, but, you know, this, you know, is all we're going to do. So I just went back home. I'm like, screw this. The next day, though, was good. I went and took a trip over to, you know, my real dad's house. We had a party. It was dope. We had firecrackers. We had freaking dynamite sticks that were as loud as hell. I had, like, 12 mortars. I had 12 mortars that I used. And they were crazy loud, too. And I used, like, 12 of them in one night. 12 of those mortars in one night I used. And that is crazy. I also had Roman candles there, which actually sounded a lot better than the one I got at Phantom. The Phantom one was kind of like a freaking, it was terrible. But the one that I had at, that got at Prism, that one was a lot better. And not to mention they had the bigger bang snaps. You know, the ones at Phantom and Grove City, I ain't got no freaking damn bang snaps. They ain't got none of that stuff. They ain't got bang snaps. They ain't got the bigger ones anyway. They don't have the bang snaps like those. So the ones in Prism, they don't come in like big boxes like I've known in other places like TNT. They have a lot of those, especially down further south like Tennessee or wherever. But there are a couple in Ohio like Dayton and so forth. But I don't. We haven't gotten anything from there, mainly out of Ohio, but they had these bang snaps, so I had used those, and then I did bottle rockets. They have bottle rockets, which was a little better than the ones, again, that I got at Phantom. They were better than that. And these missiles, there's like 100 missiles. They all go off at a time, and they're really crazy. I used both of those. That's pretty much all we did. I guarantee we ain't got nothing in the house. I mean, the only thing we have now that we still let off is bottle rockets. And we still let them off. We don't give a shit if it ain't 4th of July. I'll let off a lot of these things off. Nothing like mortars or anything, but like bottle rockets, you know, and put firecrackers in the fireplace, which, I'll get to that too. We put firecrackers in the fireplace and they blow up. And we've been doing this for quite a bit this year, even throughout June and throughout even now. We put firecrackers in the fireplace and then they just start blowing up random times. And they just, it's crazy. So we do all that stuff. But the 4th of July party was really good. A lot of stuff went down there. Got a video up there. Through TikTok, and I also put a YouTube video up of it. You know, it was great that was. And it was crazy to think about it. So we had a week, I was thinking about this. We had 4th of July, then next week, the week after, we hear about, you know, Trump got shot at his own rally in Pennsylvania. And I was like, hang on, wait a minute. This is after 4th of July, and already we got a shooting. You know, and he was the one that shot. I was actually having dinner when this was occurring. I had it all over the TV, everywhere he went. Every freaking news affiliate had it. But mostly we had Fox. But every news affiliate had what was going on. It was big, you know. And, you know, so that happened where he was shot. And you know, it was actually good at the convention that happened a few weeks after that. Gave us his whole story of all what went down. And actually listened to that on that Thursday. And that was interesting as well. Everybody else was hyped for that. And I had that on TV. Now, as for purchases, I got a lot of stuff on Amazon this summer, and I want to talk about those, too. First, I got the FM transmitter. I wanted to replace my old transmitter with my newer transmitter, which I have right now, which is the QMO, however the hell you pronounce that name. And it could go as far as 7 watts of power if you have it set. The transmitter has a fan on it, so you turn it on and the transmitter has a fan and it blows, and that's for heat dissipation on the transmitter, you know, to prevent heat, because with that much power, now you have high and low setting and all that stuff. The antenna is a lot bigger, which is pretty good. I need to test the range of that thing, because that transmitter might actually be pretty good. It is weird though, because at some point, sometimes it sets off the carbon monoxide detector. So we have a carbon monoxide detector, which is close to my room. It's in the hall, and it's hooked up to the wall. And it goes off. It does these three beeps, not four, because it's not carbon monoxide. It does these three little beeps, and, you know, it says malfunction. And it goes off. And it does that, and, you know, I'm like, wow, this is crazy. You know, at first I thought there was something wrong with it. Then I came to the conclusion that, yeah, this is from the transmitter. This is definitely causing the issue. You know, sometimes I might mess with the power setting, maybe make it go up or down. Depends on what power output will make it interfere with it. You know, because it all has to do with RF field, and it interferes with it. When I turn on the transmitter, it makes certain devices go funky. And, well, the carbon monoxide detector, I mean, is one of them. I mean, nothing else really goes out of line aside from that when I use it. It's just that damn alarm that goes off. So I got that around, I ordered on the 9th and it came on the 11th. So I ordered it on that of June and it came and I used it. I still use it. And it actually is good. It transmits in FM stereo mode. And it's a lot bigger, and hopefully it'll be better than my older one. The other problem with my other transmitter, the 0.5 watt, it was just getting old. And not only that, the main cord that it comes with, the headphone 3.5 millimeter jack, was getting loose. So I had to use another headphone jack to use it. Which, I mean, was kind of annoying, but, you know, I was thinking it's time to replace that old FM transmitter with a better transmitter. So I replaced that transmitter, and it was good. And I forget how much it was. Then I ordered the Zoom H1, which, you know, I'll know about that because I've done episodes with it. And I ordered that sometime on around July. The 9th as well. And I ordered the Zoom on Tuesday. It came on Thursday. I didn't use it at first, and this is because, and I know you know this, but this is because I didn't order the kit. My dumbass ordered just the Zoom and not the whole kit. So because I didn't order the kit, it didn't come with the windscreen, which I do need to get, because the microphone on the Zoom H1, as you know, is very sensitive. So I need to get the windscreen and all the other stuff. But, and I didn't get the 32GB SD card, which would probably go by real quick, because the way that the Zoom H1 records and the wave format and how it's set up, you know, the space would just get taken up quick. So instead, I just ordered the 128GB. SD, which I ordered a week later, I should say. It didn't come a week later. It ordered a week later. And I started using it a week later after I got the SD, because you have to use it. You have to have an SD card to record off of it. It doesn't record internal memory. It only records on SD. So that's the only thing about the Zoom that it doesn't do internal memory. And then, recently, about 2 weeks ago, I got the President Randy 2 FCC, is what it's called, handheld CB radio. That radio, because, you know, I'm a radio geek, and so I order some crazy stuff. That's a handheld. That one's a little more advanced than my old Uniden Pro 401HH, which, by the way, takes 9 AA batteries, which is crazy. This one is a lithium ion. So think of how your phone takes lithium ion for batteries. This particular radio does. And, you know, it does weather radio, and it also, you know, has high power and low power setting and scan functionality. And I can turn on and off squelch, and there's all these things. And trying to make a contact with it. It's kind of hard to do a contact with it. At least maybe because it only goes 1 or 2 mile because it's got the rubber duck. The rubber ducky antenna doesn't go that much. So that's probably why. That's pretty much what I've got this summer when it comes to purchases. Because I got a lot of cool stuff there. So, now the coolest thing so far this summer was the Columbus Air Show, which was on 13th, and it started through Father's Day weekend. So, the 16th. So, I went on Friday, and most of you know because I made a podcast episode a few episodes back. And you can listen to that if you want. I made an episode about that. But, to keep a little summary about it, it was pretty good. We were there from, like, 11:15 to, like, 4 o'clock. 4:30 was, like, a long show, so we were there for quite a while. And it was hot, and but it was a great show. I think it'll be even better next year because we'll have the Blue Angels returning. But this time they bumped it up to August, so I don't know why they bumped it up there. But we're going to do that. And so, but this year was pretty good. We had all these shows, drag racing, which I didn't watch too much. We did, they had a lot of these old RC planes from like the 40s, 30s that were coming around doing stuff. There's so many things. And the fact that, you know, I went up and went in some of these airplanes, most of them are not commissioned. Some of them are still things we can go in and out of the airplanes. So that was dope. And then lastly, at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock, whatever it was, we had the Thunderbirds do their performance. So that was really cool. The vlog was up on YouTube. It was really great. You know, that video was. I had a lot of stuff when it comes to the pictures, videos, and it was just a great show. So it was pretty good. So I think next year will be even better because we have those guys coming back. Now I want to do a little summary on FMDXing because which I did. That was my previous episode. So if you want to go back and listen to that, I'll do a little. You can hear more about that, but I'll just sum it up. Skip openings were less this year. I had a lot of tropo openings, but skip saw a very slow start, you know. And a few days I got skipped from 26th of June even to July. Took it that long, at least for the Midwestern places to get skipped. And it took it really long. And even in June, but there was some pretty good openings, at least from tropospheric ducting that I gotten from places Ohio and outside of Ohio. So that was really good. And so my parents were out of town and they were in Tennessee around the middle of July, end of July. They came back around the 30th and the 27th, whatever the hell it was. And they brought me back more of these loud bang snaps. This from TNT Fireworks, which has a lot of that down there. That's where I get most of them. Of course, they're up here in, some of them are Ohio if you go south. This time I got five boxes of bang snaps that are loud as hell. And they are loud, as usual. Now, the packaging is different. Most of the bang snaps you see, they come with these. They have sawdust in them. They have a little packaging. These, they come in styrofoam and foil. It's a little different. I was confused. I'm not going to lie. I was confused when I first got these. I'm like, wait a second. This is different. I never noticed anything like that. And I got to try this out. So I, you know, started using that and figured out how to use that, and it was pretty cool. While my parents were down, I was hanging out with Grandma and, you know, was doing things, hanging out at Twin Peaks again, going to pool days again. And then just so many days. Now, I went to the Ohio State Fair this past month, so I was out on the second. I was on Friday, and now my cousins didn't end up going, so we weren't in there that long because, you know, we thought, where am I gonna ride half of this shit? So, I mean, I can ride some of it, but she ain't gonna ride some of this other shit, so we were in there for a while. We did check out the marketplace because we were in there in the afternoon. We wanted to eat, and we thought the marketplace was great for that. Plus, there were shops in there, so that's the first thing we do. Get in there, go get shop, look at the shops. There was this lounge that they lay on, but it actually floats in the pool. Now, it was quite expensive. We didn't get that, but I thought, that might be something. And there was just so much stuff there at the marketplace. I actually got chicken and rice there at the one of the restaurants there. And we also noticed there was the choir band, the Ohio State Fair Marching Choir Band. They came in and played Hang on Sloopy. So I got a video of that. It's up on TikTok right now as we speak. Got a couple people watching that. That's up on there. You can find it. BB Belcher 3, go on TikTok and you'll see it. So, got the rubber cars. They have those and the Ferris wheel. Grandma likes that. I like the little swing. Those swings are cool. And there's so many good things there. So after the fair, we go home and, you know, get all the pictures and stuff we did. So that was pretty good time there. Well, I don't think we were there as long as last time, you know, just because not a lot to do and the boys weren't there and, you know, the boys like doing all this stuff. So we weren't there as long, but we still did a lot of good stuff. So so it was pretty good. Now, as for iOS 18, I tested the beta since it came out in June, and I just got it in June when the developer came out. Yeah, we had minor inconveniences, but for the first beta released of iOS 18, it's pretty decent, really. And there's a lot of great stuff in there from, you know, using personal voice and voiceover and so many different things. But iOS 18 has officially released on Monday, and the first release came out on the 16th. So that's great. And most of you on iOS 18.1, when it comes out, you'll be able to get Apple Intelligence, and that's for phones from, like, the 15 Pros and newer. But, yeah, it's pretty much a pretty good summer we had. We had the Olympics in Paris. That was interesting. One of the track and field chicks from Ohio. So we're talking about Ohio because that's where I'm from. She had the gold medal for track and field. She did pretty well there. There's a lot of stuff there. Golfing, swimming, you know, typical Olympic stuff. And then we had the Paralympics. And so, yeah, it's just been an interesting little summer of 24. I already got the slideshow uploaded. And so you can go watch that. Been doing my last couple pool days because the pool's about to shut down. Of course, grandma's might shut down next week. We might shut down the one here at home eventually. That one up at home right here is a above ground. The one over there is an in ground, so big difference. So, but throughout all that, there's a lot to, you know, talk about this year. Great times and great stuff. Like, we had the Sweet Corn Festival, which was recently, and I was on Labor Day weekend and went there. I actually brought walkie-talkies because, as we know, the service there is shitty. You know, you can't even call anybody. Don't even try calling anybody because it won't work. You can't reach out to anybody there. It won't work. If you try to make a call, most of the time it'll drop. Plus, I didn't know how many people were going. It was me, my sister and boyfriend, my, you know, stepdad. Like, no, I don't want to go. It was kind of hot, so he was the smart one. But we wanted to go. We like going there anyway. I do anyway. I get there on 6 and go to Donato's on 8. And I had my GoPro there. I was going to do a vlog. And then my damn thing, space capacity went full. And then that pissed me off the whole rest of the night. But it was still good. But. So. We get there, I get pizza. And I can hear the dude performing country music. I did get a film of that. That was pretty cool. And and then after that, I filmed the Ferris wheel. Well, first I filmed the scenery when I got in, because I know everybody's there. Well, it wasn't actually crowded. Then after I ate, I filmed a dude playing, and then the Ferris wheel, that's it. Then as I was almost ready to get out of the Ferris wheel, then the recording stopped. So then the disc was full. I'm like, damn it, now I ain't gonna record shit for the vlog. So the vlog was canceled because I didn't have enough content for it. I mean, I had a couple videos that she did and pictures, but most of them were like short little things, and there were some, you know, pictures there, which I could put in there as well, but didn't have that much for the vlog, not like last year. So that was canceled. And so I did that, and I rode the Himalaya, which they have at the fair, and that's dope, and that just goes up and down and around. That, they have that at the Ohio State Fair as well. So I've been to that, so I know what the hell that's like. So, other than that, yeah, I think it was pretty cool. Then, to top it all off, there was a fireworks show at the Kanawha and Chester, somewhere on the lakes. And I went there that Sunday on Labor Day weekend. Labor Day wasn't too much. You know, my parents went out shopping. Mainly the girls, because they do a lot of that. And that's what it was like. So overall, it was pretty good. And a lot of stuff was made. And get ready for fall and then shitty-ass winter, because we know how shitty it is. Although it hasn't been that bad recently, which is good, but usually, you know, I hate freaking damn when that happens, because you know how it is. So, that's what I gotta say about that. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this Bryce podcast episode, and if you did, you know, you can subscribe always, and leave whatever feedback you have about the show and everything else, so. And Slideshow is already up on YouTube, the Summer Slideshow. That's a great show. Great slideshow video. So much stuff went down this year, as I just discussed. So, you know, how was your memories? Put those in the comments below and tell me what your memories of summer were like. And yeah. So that's all I got for this episode. Tune to the next episode, which will be the 21st episode. Which I still have to plan what I'm gonna talk about for that episode. So hope to see you then.